Plagueis looked to Tenebris, who nodded.
"Task the probe to proceed,"
Plagueis said. When the hammering recommenced, he fixed his gaze on the display screen to monitor the probe's progress.
"Tell the probe to stop,"
he said after only a moment had elapsed.
"Why are you interfering?"
Tenebris said, storming forward. Plagueis gestured to the display.
"The map indicates a more massive concentration of lethane in the area where it's drilling."
"You're correct, sir,"
the droid said in what amounted to dismay.
"I will order the unit to halt all activity."
And yet the hammering continued.
"Droid,"
Plagueis snapped.
"Did the probe acknowledge your order?"
"No, sir. The M2 is not responding."
Tenebris stiffened, narrowly avoiding slamming his head into one of the cave's massive crystals.
"Is it still within range?"
"Yes, sir."
"Then run a communications diagnostic."
"I have, sir. And all systems are nominal. The unit's inability to respond..."
It fell briefly silent and began again.
"The unit's refusal to respond appears to be deliberate."
"Deactivate it,"
Tenebris said.
"At once."
The hammering slowed and eventually ceased, but not for long.
"The M2 unit has overridden my command."
"Impossible,"
Tenebris said.
"Clearly not, sir. In fact, it is highly probable that the unit is executing a deep-seated subroutine that escaped earlier notice."
Plagueis glanced at Tenebris.
"Who procured the probe? This isn't the time for questions. The probe is about to breach the pocket."
Hastening to the rim of the circular shaft, the two Sith removed their gloves and aimed their long-fingered, unprotected hands into the inky darkness. Instantly, tangles of blue electrical energy discharged from their fingertips, raining into the borehole. Strobing and clawing for the bottom, the vigorous bolts coruscated into the lateral corridor the probe had excavated. Crackling sounds spewed from the opening long after the Sith had harnessed their powers. Then the repetitive strikes of the jackhammer began once more.
"It's the ore,"
Tenebris said.
"There's too much resistance here."
Plagueis knew what needed to be done.
"I'll go down," he said,
and was on the verge of leaping into the shaft when Tenebris restrained him.
"This can wait. We're returning to the grotto."
Plagueis hesitated, then nodded.
"As you say, Master."
Tenebris swung to the droid.
"Continue your attempts to deactivate the unit."
"I will, sir. To do that, however, I will need to remain here."
"What of it?"
Tenebris said, cocking his head to one side.
"Should I fail in my efforts, the ensuing explosion will surely result in my destruction."
Plagueis understood.
"You've been useful, droid."
"Thank you, sir."
Tenebris scowled.
"You waste your breath."
Nearly knocked over by the swiftness of Tenebris's departure, Plagueis had to call deeply on the Force merely to keep up. Retracing the inclined path they had taken from the grotto in which their starship waited, they fairly flew up the crystal-studded tunnel they had picked their way through earlier. Plagueis grasped that a powerful explosion was perhaps imminent, but was mystified by his master's almost mad dash for the surface. In the past, Tenebris had rarely evinced signs of discomfort, let alone fear. So what danger had he sensed that propelled him with such abandon? And when, in the past, had they fled danger of any sort? Safeguarded by the powers of the dark side, the Sith could hardly fear death when they were allied to it. Plagueis stretched out with his feelings in an attempt to identify the source of Tenebris's dread, but the Force was silent.